Waterdeep Outland. This is Brian.
Brian, I'm calling to report a possible aggravated child abuse.
Your name, please.
My name is...
Spell the last, please. A contact number for you, sir. Child's name?
I don't know. But I don't know her name because we never had contact.
What is the her approximate age?
10.
Race?
Caucasian.
Anyone in the family have any disabilities, limitations, or hearing impairments?
On their family?
Yes.
Yeah. They have like 4 children. One of them, I think, is autistic.
Okay.
The older one, but I don't know what his age. I know his name.
So you don't know any of the 4 children's names?
Well, the first one, but I remember years back, was the older one. Probably he's 12 or 13, I don't know.
Is that the one that's autistic?
That's autistic.
Okay. What's the mother's name?
Carmen.
Last name?
Same last name as mine.
Her approximate age?
Which age?
Carmen, how old is she?
Oh, the lady, she's like 50, probably 57. I don't know, I never asked, you know.
She's the stepmother?
No, she's the mother, but they like, my understanding that they were like adopted.
Oh, okay.
So like foster and then they were adopted. I don't really know what's the whole deal. She's home, no.
Okay. What's their address?
The state and others?
No, man. No, sir. What's the address where the children live?
11501 Southwest 47 Terrace. Miami, Florida. I don't know if it's
1501 Southwest 47 Terrace?
11501.
Okay.
Southwest 47 Terrace.
Okay. What's your concern?
Okay. Like I said before, we rarely visit, right? And he showed up today, this morning, to my sister's house with one other little boy. And he complained that he was splitting from his wife. But then we went to see her, my sister and myself went to see his wife, and we saw the other 2 children. He was with one of them. He left 4, so he was with one, and we saw the other 2. We never saw the little girl. You know what the name of the little girl? Okay. We asked her, the mother, and according to her, she was supposed to be with him. My sister had questioned him about the little girl, and he doesn't come out with a straight answer, which is worrying me so much that something might have happened to the little girl.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
How has she been abused or neglected? That's what we're asking.
The little boy that he's carrying with him showed signs of a wound around his face or mouth, which he claimed that the boy fell. But I don't really believe that's the story on the boy.
What kind of wound?
Split on the lips. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen any of them. This is what my sister saw.
Okay. And why don't you believe that he fell?
Because when we went to see the lady, she was a nervous wreck to what I saw, and she was giving this sign like, I want to take a bottle, and then we wake up, bottle of pill, and then we wake up again. And I said, listen, he's with another little boy. I have to ask you, where's the little girl? And she said she's supposed to be with him. And then her through a conversation.
Well, now back up. So how does that translate into you don't believe that the child failed and something else happened?
It's not consistent with a fall. You know, sometimes they have a consistency.
Like? What does it look like?
The reason that he wasn't taken to a hospital, according to my sister, he only put a bandage, so they put a bandage when it's something that needs stitches. You know, it's questionable why this kid was not taken to a medical facility when the wound is obviously needs stitches.
Okay, so the wound needs stitches.
It looked that way.
Okay.
And a bandage doesn't work on that. You know.
How old is he?
the twin, the brother.
He's a 10-year-old.
A 10-year-old is it happened to be a twin of the little girl that is missing.
Okay, I understand. So you're so that's what you're talking about, the 10-year-old.
The 10, yeah, they're both 10. Yeah.
So the young boy has a wound on his face.
Yes.
On his lip.
Yes.
And your sister says that she believes it needs stitches.
Yes, definitely.
And they're not going to take him to the doctor.
I don't know when exactly it happened, but they haven't. All they did was to put a band-aid.
Right, so and you don't know when it happened?
No.
Okay. What's your sister's name? Same last,
yes.
What's the contact number for her? Are there any safety hazards at that 47th Terrace address, such as weapons or animals or anything like that?
The lady has a dog, but it's in the back.
Okay.
They have a metal fence, but it's not so high.
Right.
It's like a hip.
Right.
Hip height, yeah, around your hip. And I didn't see no buzzer, so we had to jump the fence to go and open the door to her.
Okay. I will accept this as a report for your documentation and records. My name is Brian.
Okay.
And my ID number is 5911.
5911.
Yes, sir.
I happened to go to Miami-Dade Police Department. I told what I'm telling you to the officer that was there at a counter, but they gave me a number to call you.
Okay.
I thought they were going to send somebody to check.
And that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Hey, I would greatly appreciate it if you can take care of that today.
It won't be today. For your records, my name is, I gave my name and my ID number, and we'll go ahead and get someone within the next 24 hours or so.
All right, thank you.
You are welcome, sir, and you have a great day.
All right, you too, bye.
Thank you.